Wormholes and Time Travel. We have seen how our views of the nature of time have changed over the years. Until the beginning of the 20th century, people believed in an absolute time. That is, each event could be labeled by a number called time in a unique way, and all good clocks would agree on the time interval between two events. However, the discovery that the speed of light appeared the same to every observer, no matter how he was moving, led to the theory of relativity and the abandoning of the idea that there was a unique absolute time. The time of events could not be labeled in a unique way. Instead, each observer would have his own measure of time as recorded by a clock that he carried, and clocks carried by different observers would not necessarily agree. Thus, time became a more personal concept, relative to the observer who measured it. Still, time was treated as if it were a straight railway line on which you could go only one way or the other. But what if the railway line had loops and branches, so a train could keep going forward but come back to a station it had already passed? In other words, might it be possible for someone to travel into the future or the past? H.G. Wells in The Time Machine explored these possibilities, as have countless other writers of science fiction. Yet many of the ideas of science fiction, like submarines and travel to the moon, have become matters of science fact. So what are the prospects for time travel? It is possible to travel to the future. That is, relativity shows that it is possible to create a time machine that will jump you forward in time. You step into the time machine, wait, step out, and find that much more time has passed on the Earth than has passed for you. We do not have the technology today to do this, but it is just a matter of engineering. We know it can be done. One method of building such a machine would be to exploit the situation we discussed regarding the twins paradox. In this method, while you are sitting in the time machine, it blasts off, accelerating to nearly the speed of light, continues for a while, depending on how far forward in time you wish to travel, and then returns. It shouldn't surprise you that the time machine is also a spaceship, because according to relativity, time and space are related. In any case, as far as you are concerned, the only place you will be during the whole process is inside the time machine. And when you step out, you will find that more time has passed on the Earth than has gone by for you. You have traveled into the future. But can you go back? Can we create the conditions necessary to travel backward in time? The first indication that the laws of physics might really allow people to travel backward in time came in 1949 when Kurt Gödel discovered a new solution to Einstein's equations. That is, a new space-time allowed by the theory of general relativity. Many different mathematical models of the universe satisfy Einstein's equations, but that doesn't mean they correspond to the universe we live in. They differ, for instance, in their initial or boundary conditions. We must check the physical predictions of these models in order to decide whether or not they might correspond to our universe.